This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's fair season, but we also have a tractor show going on this weekend. Hillsboro's Old Time Tractor Show will be held Saturday and Sunday at Lake Hillsboro Park. Committee member Judy Probe says the first event was held over 20 years ago, and there's something fun for both kids and adults.
Well, my first husband, Daryl Cranfield, was really the one that was involved with Arlene Caston at the very first one, and that was in July 27th, 28th, in 1996. And at that time, it was on Main Street. We had it on Main Street for 2 years. It was so hot, we moved it to the park in 1998. Harold Whitten was mayor then, and he wanted to start this, so he was the grand marshal, and we had a tractor parade and all that down Main Street. And he was in it, and a manure spreader, no less. And his son-in-law, Dr. Roger McFarland, pulled him in a manure spreader, so that was kind of cool. So anyway, this is our 22nd year. Like I said, we're out at the Lake Hillsboro Park. We do all kinds of things. We're going to have a tractor parade downtown this year. And then we're going to have a lawn tractor parade around the ground down there. The Hillsboro FFA are going to have a pedal pull and a modified pedal pull around 10 o'clock. On Saturday, we have games that will be starting at 1 o'clock each day. And we stop usually around 2 o'clock to, have kiddie pedal tractor races where these little kids get on their pedal tractors and just pedal as hard as they can. We have trophies for the second place winners of these little guys. And they also, everybody gets a prize. Everybody gets something. And at the Hillsboro FFA pedal pulls, we have cash prizes for that also. We have prizes for the game winners in the tractor games. We do silly games. We have the chain pile. We might have a blindfold race. We have a commode race, which is kind of interesting. We could do lawn darts, whatever. We usually have over 100 entries. That'd be tractors or it could be equipment. We want anything old related to farm tractors. We even have a class for vehicles, old cars, old trucks, equipment. We have a class for equipment. We like people to demonstrate equipment if they can. So, and by the way, Dennis Allman brings his auction truck for 2 days, and he's our announcer. So we have a lot of fun out there. Luck and Buck Saddle Club is going to have breakfast and lunch both days. We're going to have shaved ice and ice cream, I believe, and we'll have another food vendor. So there's just lots of things going on, and there is shade out there, thank goodness. So.
Well, sounds great. Sounds like there's going to be lots of things for people to enjoy this weekend. And, Judy, you said you're looking for basically any type of equipment related to farming old tractors, so if someone has this, they can just show up this weekend?
Right. Sure, just show up. You know, engines, we have one group that brings a collection of old tools or anything like that. Yeah, just anything like that. And if crafters want to come out, just come on out and set up a table. That'll be fine. We don't charge anything. It's just, you know, we're just trying to get people out to see what these tractors are like and show people what things used to be like on the farm.
So. Is this going to be happening all day on Saturday and Sunday, or what time should people come out?
Okay, right. They can come any time. Registration starts at 9, but you can bring them earlier. We'll be out there tomorrow setting up. And the games are usually over by 3:30, 4 o'clock, and we'll also award. We have trophies for the best, like the International, best Ford, best John Deere, best Case, you know, all these classes. We divide them down. The public votes on what tractor they like, and we just, you know, count up the votes, and whoever gets a trophy. So we have lots of things going on, so come on out. There's lots of shade. Hopefully, it won't be too terribly hot. July is always hot, but hopefully, I think it's supposed to cool down, so I'm hoping it does.
All right, well, sounds good. And this is at the Lake Hillsboro Park. So, Judy, any easy driving directions or information for people?
We have signs around town. If anyone knows where the sports complex is, you go you go past it or turn right before it and go out past the golf course. And it's, you go past the golf course and it's on top of the hill before you go down the steep hill where the beach area is at the old lake. That's where it's at.
Okay, and then maybe a phone number for people if they'd have questions or would like information?
You can call Andy Theriak. His number is 217-534-2414. My number is 217-538-2054. That's my home phone. And Arlen Kasten, his phone is 217-341-8690. Or Jim Langhine, he lives in Raymond, and his phone number is 217-710-1514.
And once again, that was Judy Probst with the Old Time Tractor Show in Hillsboro. In other news, Nebraska Ag Director Greg Ibaugh is said to be in the running for a top post at the U.S. Department of Ag. Politico reports that several unnamed sources say Ibaugh is being considered, which would put yet another Midwestern farmer at the top of the department. Ibaugh has led the Nebraska Ag Department since 2005. Politico speculates that Ibaugh is most likely in the running for Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, which oversees the Ag Marketing Service, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, and the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration. Iowa Ag Secretary Bill Northey and Indiana Ag Director Ted McKinney are reported to be in the running for the newly created Undersecretary posts for Domestic Farm Services and Trade, respectively. Also, Iowa economist Sam Clovis, a longtime Trump ally, is said to be the pick for the Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics. Well, a Chinese investment fund has paid $1.1 billion to purchase Dow Chemical Company's corn seed business in Brazil, a move Reuters calls a further sign of China's fast-expanding role in the global seed sector. The assets, which generated revenue of about $287 million in 2016, are being sold by Dow to meet conditions set by U.S. antitrust regulators for its $130 billion merger with DuPont. The deal will boost China's share of the global seed business, which now includes the $43 billion takeover of Syngenta by state-owned ChemChina. ChemChina officials said recently the company is looking to snap up seed assets that rival Bayer must sell to gain regulatory approval for its takeover of Monsanto. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.